This podcast was originally live streamed on the Non Sequitur Show on YouTube. New episodes air weekdays, Monday through Friday, at 8 p.m. Eastern at youtube.com/nonsequiturshow. Make sure you never miss a live stream by visiting www.nonsecshow.com/schedule. For the latest news, polls and updates throughout the day, follow us on Twitter at nonsecshow or facebook.com/nonsecshow. That's NONSEQ show. If you'd like to get exclusive content, bi-weekly private hangouts with Kyle and Steve, backstage access to chat with guests after shows hosted on your channel and much more, become a Patreon saint of Non Sequitur. It ensures we continue to improve our show and brings you into the process at the same time. Visit patreon.com/nonsequitur today while the limited spots are still available.
The following podcast is intended for those who believe bold ideas are righteous, unique perspectives are gospel, and strong opinions are sacred. This is Non Sequitur. Never follow. And now, here are your hosts, Kyle Curtis and Steve McRae.
Pickles.
Okay.
We're back. Kyle, you wanted to make a big announcement?
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I say big announcement? I just said say hey to everybody.
Oh, okay. Hey. Well, say hey. Well, you wanted to announce why Chris Hansen got arrested for. People were not aware.
Oh, just $13,000 in bounced checks.
Oh, finance fraud, that's it?
He didn't just bounce one check. He went back to pay for it with another check, and then that check bounced.
Do you think they told him to have a seat when they arrested him? Be like, come on, Hanson, just have a seat. Take a seat.
He floated bounce check payments with a bounce check?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not... Yeah.
He turned himself in. He wasn't like they went out and got him.
He was doing it for he had spent it all on promotional items to promote Hanson versus Predator, a new show he was trying to come out with. But apparently it didn't work out. But Chris Hanson, if you're watching this for whatever reason, you can come on in to catch a Non Sequitur. You can we'll totally do that.
You know, I could bring a Chris Hanson in here, but it wouldn't be the right one. So
just take a seat.
Well, FDIC violation. Man, you haven't heard that in a while. You haven't heard that since Kent Hovind.
Yeah, if it's over $10,000 and you do it twice, they're probably going to come after you. But
I sent you that email.
You haven't heard it. Doesn't mean it hasn't happened.
Has the conspiracy theory. Did you send him a
link? One? No.
Okay, Steve will send you a link here in just a second. Got from the last show, so just watch your inbox for that. We'll say hello.
Sending it to?
I put his email in the.
That guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Which channel are we streaming to? Got
David's here. Trevor Valley's here. Dr. Cy Gart is here. Hello, sir. It's been a while since we've seen you.
Hi, Kyle.
Everything going okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
Good to see you. And Godless Aussie.
Good day. Good day. Very nice to meet you.
What kind of avatar is that? What is that?
Oh, it's a new one from nerdordie.com. It's a demon logo. I did it specifically to piss off the Christians and Catholics. Sorry, Cy.
Oh,
every so apologetic to Cy. Yeah, screw the Christians. Well, sorry, Cy.
Well, no, because Cy is...
We love Cy.
Cy is reasonable. Cy is sensible.
Exactly. So I will apologize to people that are reasonable.
Cy is open to evidence. And that's what I love about you, man.
Yeah, not batshit crazy, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
and that's why I'm apologizing to him.
You're one of the gang.
Yeah. Hey, GA, how's the beginning of summer down there, eh?
Oh, bloody hell.
How's those fire tornadoes doing?
Yeah.
It's really bad down here, man. I'm melting. I mean, I've got a 100 degrees Fahrenheit temperature.
What part of Oz you in?
Queensland.
All right. Yeah, been there, done that. No, understand. Wow, right on. Well, hope you stay cool and stay away from the fucking fires. Jesus. I thought California was bad.
Oh, I'll show you those Black Sunday. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, Australia doesn't exist. Apparently, I'm just part of the hoax.
Okay, right. Yeah, that's right. You can't be upside down. You'd fall off the, you know,
whatever. Hanging on for dear life. I don't know how the hell they type or masturbate. It must be really difficult.
Yeah, incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
So let's, Dr. Gart, do you want to kind of take us through what it was like for someone of your academic and professional background to watch?
Well, I mean, you know, we went through it with George Lujak and a couple of other, and it's actually even somebody as respectable as Kent Hovind is pretty painful to watch. But this individual, Dan, was really special. I mean, you know, I guess one answer to your question is, I'm getting very tired and very disturbed by this attitude of nobody knows more than anybody else. And what I know, because I've researched things, I've looked at mine and I read the Bible and I have, it's just as much as what Trevor knows, who has studied paleontology and, you know, actually understands things. And that's exactly the argument I got into with Lujak. And I just asked him, you know, if there was any such thing as an expert, and he kind of denied it. And I think that I started worrying at the very beginning when I heard him talking about people with degrees as a piece of paper, which is almost word for word what Lujak said. And, you know, it's a denial of the value of education. It's a denial. And what he claims is that education, as we know it, is all a conspiracy. It's not. It's all lies. You know, that's a very subversive way of looking at the world. I mean, it means you really cannot trust anything or anybody. And I find that very depressing, you know, as an academic. The other thing I find very depressing, which is one of the reasons I wanted to be here, is... it's very depressing for a Christian to hear somebody like that. And I posted a little bit of a very famous quote from St. Augustine on the live chat, who basically cautioned people, you know, other Christians about sounding stupid, you know, and sounding foolish and looking really bad and making the Christian faith look bad. I mean, what he says is basically, he talks about, even a non-Christian knows something about the earth, the heavens, and other elements. He talks about other things scientific. And then he says, it is disgraceful and a dangerous thing for an infidel or a non-Christian to hear a Christian presumably giving the meaning of the scripture talking nonsense on these matters. And he goes on and on with that. I mean, this was written, I don't know, when was Augustine? I mean, a long time ago.
It was in the early 5th century.
What astounded me about that entire chat is, you know, I've got my whiskey, I've got my vaporizer, I've got, and I'm not sure of the efficacy of this statement, but I've got that Canadian weed that turns you gay. I've got that.
Gay frog weed.
Yeah, the gay frog weed. I've got all that, and I was using pretty much all of it during the entire show. And this guy didn't seem to be able to form a single coherent thought. Like, he said that the natives said how, so they could count the fingers and make sure that if they had a sixth finger, they were giant.
And how many?
I was thinking, yeah, how many? And you know what? I was sitting there thinking, going, if I ran into a giant, I'd be like, holy fuck, it's a giant. Not like, how many fingers do you have? Right?
He was rambling so hard, but every time he said six fingers, I thought Count Rugen, you know, from Princess Bride. It's like,
yeah, yeah, I was fine.
My name is Inigo Montoya. I mean, it's like,
I mean, I literally think the guy has mental issues. I mean, nobody could be that.
Issues, Steve.
So, I mean, it's hard for me to like, really.
He doesn't have issues. He has subscriptions, man.
Yeah, exactly. He's got full on. By the way, Dave, is it true? Because Mario said the other day that Canada has like weapons grade type pod. Is that true?
Like, it does.
Best drugs up there.
It's good. Don't turn you gay, as far as I can tell.
That's why I want to have some. That's
onset cough cravings or anything like that.
I looked into it. By the way, I can't get pot in my area. It's not legal in my area, believe it or not.
California, man.
I'm in California.
All of Canada.
But the county that I'm in has decided that they don't want it in there. The closest I have to go would be either 2 hours north or 2 hours south.
I don't think they have a choice in that.
California has a local municipality clause in that that LA County is actually considering enacting. Even though they really like the income, they're looking at seriously cutting back on the dispensaries here in LA County. And they're going to be using that local municipality clause. Wow. I know where you are now. So, okay, cool. I'm sorry.
Everybody knows where I am. My address is public. But the area does have for medical, right? It doesn't have recreational for certain areas. I'm near Menifee, Temecula region. Yeah. However, I will be in San Diego hopefully in a couple weeks, and I might get some.
San Diego, when? Please don't say mid.
On the 27th
of January?
Yes.
Hmm.
Why, are you available? Me and Brittany Simon might take a little trip down to visit Richard Carey for a while.
I'll let you know, because that's not too far of a drive, and I've been meaning to head to North Park and do a little bit more beer research.
I mean, you could drive down here. You can carpool. I don't give a shit. You know, three of us can
have
there
and hang out with Richard. Now I can see Kevin.
Awesome. That way you can drink and you don't have to drive.
Yeah, true.
So, what are we arguing about today?
I don't know. Who's the conspiracist? There was this conspiracist.
Mac HD.
Oh, hi.
I don't know. There's a lot of sketchy shit right now. Be more specific.
Mac.
Hi, Mac.
Hey, what's good, though?
Dude, you're in high definition.
What we're arguing about is people like them. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm beginning to feel like at least 70% of the people in the world are like that when it comes to believing about fake news or certain hoaxes on the websites and stuff like that. I mean, it's just crazy, you know.
No, it's altogether too common. That's what it is.
But, I have to be honest. I think the internet is the main problem for that.
100%.
100%. You allow these people the opportunity to build these echo chambers and to share this misinformation with each other and to compound upon each other's beliefs, and they just stagnate and gets worse and worse. It's a fucking petri dish, really.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the people that I've noticed, and I see this quite frequently, they're not going to have the skill set somebody like Trevor or Cy will have, right? They don't even have the capability to go learn anything. They're just not that bright. And I think they latch onto these things thinking that they, you know, have some knowledge that the normal person doesn't have. And they take it to heart because they don't have the skill set to eliminate falsities in their belief system. They don't have the skill set to say, yeah, this is obviously complete bullshit, because I do know something because I did get educated. They just lack that. And I think a lot of people just see what they read on the internet and go, you know, it sounds good to me. It must be true.
Have we said hello to these the new people that came in?
No, I haven't yet to talk
to Mr. Curtis.
We got Mac.
You can call me Thomas.
For the purposes of YouTube,
There's another Mac. There's another Mac, Thomas Mac. We have you, but we also have regular Mac.
You can call me Tom.
Regular Mac. Hey, Mac HD, you're regular Mac.
So we have Mac and Tom, okay? Hello to both of you. Frustrated Atheist, what's up?
Not much, man.
Brandon? I don't think we've met.
I'm sorry. I'm just kind of nervous right now because it is such an honor to meet you, Mr. Curtis. And you too, Mr.
How much are you paying this guy?
I always get nervous when people are that nice.
He's trolling.
Yeah.
Chill.
I was raised to be a gentleman.
He's trolling.
My mother raised me to be a gentleman.
It's a pleasure to meet you as well. And then Brandon?
I already don't like him.
Brandon, can you hear? Is Brandon, are you our conspiracy person?
No, he's not.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
No, well, I might. Hold on. Fuck. Hello?
Okay.
All right.
Why? Who is your conspiracy person, Kyle?
They know that. They know that. I say you. Huh?
Hang on. That was. Yeah, that was Brandon. Brandon, you got to fix your mic. You said you fixed it like yesterday, a couple days ago. Brandon's like, I got a new mic. Still doesn't work. Mac HD is the person I gave the email to, but he's not a conspiracy guy.
I gave you another coming through. Okay, guys.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
I don't know who the conspiracy guy is.
I'll see if I can find him. Anyway, carry on.
Well,
Mac can pretend to be. Mac HD.
I can pretend to be. I can do my best Southern Israelite impression.
Thomas, how did you find us?
How did I find you guys?
Mm-hmm.
The non sequitur show. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's a long story. I'll just say this. It all started when I started like looking into like pseudoscience stuff. I just randomly found it. I started with Professor Stick, and you know, slowly I started looking more and more into it. I found some other guys, Red's Rhetoric, Cool Heart Logic. There are a few others.
All good dudes.
Their names escaped me, but eventually I found you guys, like, because I was started like looking up a lot of Red's Rhetoric stuff, and then I found his debate with Jaronism on Friday the 13th. And ever since then, I've been watching ever since, learning about the debate format, learning how to spot true science from pseudoscience. You know, my main interests are creationism, flat earth, and other forms of rather bizarre conspiracies.
Oh, well, you're right at home then.
Yeah, we rarely follow the actual debate format, though.
I like how you put that, though, learning how to distinguish between actual science and pseudoscience, because I think that is something everybody should learn, and we all are learning in that. Matter of fact, I think even most of us occasionally probably hear something, and at first glance we go, is this legit or not? Come to find out it is legit, or kind of find out it's pseudoscience. But most of us have reached a point where we can go, let's check into that, right? And I think that's critical. I think a lot of people don't do that. They just hear something and they believe it.
Ask people if they can be wrong. If somebody says that there's no way they can be wrong about that, then they're crazy.
They're most definitely wrong, Mr. Kyle.
Very crazy.
I will say my I don't know if you call it a channel. I barely have anyone who watch me. It's mostly like video games. This is why I have the name Professor Games. But eventually I decided to come out. Pardon me for pulling a Logan Paul, but came out of the skepticism closet and decided to be more open about this and support you guys openly.
Oh, you're Professor Games. You comment a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I know you are.
Yeah, now. I love you. I love your work, guys. I just love your work. I try my best to be a good.
I hardly would call it work.
Yeah, it's always strange when people say that we love your work, and it's like we make videos.
Well,
we
talk about shit.
I don't. You just love watching these guys get tortured.
Yes, I do. Yes. I do.
If it's any sentiment, I suffer with you guys. Trevor, may I just say something to you, sir?
Of course. You're in the
chat. I completely, utterly admire your ability to handle that, man. I was tuning out most of the time because he just it was literally just like hearing a big fat monkey beat his chest for an hour.
Was it worth it, Trevor? I mean, did you feel like, cause I know you went into this, we had talked a little bit prior to it, and you went into it with a lot of hopes and dreams and aspirations. Do you feel like you accomplished what you set out to do? And or do you feel like you're just kicking the retarded kid at that point?
Well, no, I mean, I knew it was a one-sided fight to begin with, but
let's be honest, right? Kyle knows how to handle a man. You were handling something entirely different.
I was handling a snarling boar at close quarters without a boar spear. Yes. And I've done that. It's not fun. I've done that actually, like hunting, and not fun.
The Fesser Whisperer.
Trevor, I'm sorry.
It's okay. So my, like I said at the very end, my ultimate goal that I actually didn't even say via DM with the non-sec guys was to, this was a litmus test personally for Dan to see if he was as unhinged live where he couldn't pull reference. I thought live where he couldn't pull references, but fucking crap. The guy had like printouts and shit
in his car,
in his car.
Trevor, since you are a Trevor, since you're a paleontologist,
yes,
and I actually do know a little bit about paleontology, I think I can make a very compelling case that he might be the very last of the Neanderthals. Because no regular human being is that aggressive.
Actually, I think I have more Neanderthal DNA than he does. If you look closely, I do have a pronounced, I have to turn it like that. I have a pronounced brow ridge. I don't have much of a chin. That's why I have the beard. And I actually have a very pronounced sagittal crest.
I'm very jealous of your beard. All I can grow is a goatee.
This is short compared to what it used to be.
Yeah, Trevor, I was about to say, you know, I got really, whenever I saw this was happening, I was like, yes, it's going to be amazing. And I saw you come on, and my very first response in the chat was, oh my God, Trevor, where the fuck is your beard?
Okay, so 2 years ago.
I'm seeing Sean Hawkins in the chat. I have no idea if this guy likes me or hates me, honestly.
Wait, what? Brandon, you're lighting up and echoing me. That's thank you. Frustrated. Long story short, 2016, broke up with the ex, dyed it neon yellow, went on Joe Rogan, started, you know, dyed it for hockey season, shaved it for Movember, grew it out, did the same thing last year. This year I kind of went, yeah, fuck it. And yeah, so I started short and now I'm just growing it back. But I will, and I promise you, and I make this promise on the Non Sequitur After Show, that it will get back to its luscious chest-length insanity and will be a neon color, hopefully by September when I go back to Dragon Con. But
that would be awesome.
Dragon Con.
Will Edgewise be at Dragon Con? You know, there's we have a guy that calls us out all the time.
Sweet mother of Lord.
Is actually not, there's not mountains in Africa. Those are the fossilized remains of a dragon that he found from.
I am a guest speaker at Dragon Con this year.
I'm usually an invited guest. I just haven't sent in my application yet. I was slacking because I had a bunch of shit.
Was that dragon a Titan wing?
I'm going
to
show you.
$50 to the first person who guesses what movie that is from.
I'm going
to
show you.
$50.
Have you ever noticed that a good percentage of the time when a guest is talking and Kyle interjects, it's to say essentially, oh, you think that's crazy? We have somebody that you could talk to that's absolutely painful.
Hold my beer.
Oh, God, don't get me started on trigger tits. I actually had a quote-unquote discussion about the Civil War. Oh, my God, I wonder how I am still sane.
Wait, Tom, are you serious about the whole Titan Wing thing? Because it's How to Train Your Dragon, duh.
Thank you! Thank you!
Hey, pal, TrevorValley@gmail.com.
By the way, Night Fury Master Dragon.
Okay, so
nerd moment.
Here is the dragon.
Where am I looking?
Oh Christ!
Here it is. Screen sharing.
Here it comes.
Oh, for the love of the ethereal sky daddy, don't do this to me!
Not this one! Holy
fuck. Shit! Is that a dragon nut?
That's a dragon. No, that's a bird.
That's his wing.
That's a wing. Where the hell?
Oh God! It actually looks like it actually looks like a wing. Oh Christ! Now I'm crazy.
Is this a video that you're doing and scrolling, or is this guy?
No, this is him.
Oh geez, can you pause it so I can at least see a geologic feature, please?
Yeah, I'm waiting for him to pull out so that you can see. Right now, he's just going through every little detail of the.
This is the only way that you can travel the flat Earth. It's either full blast or nothing.
Oh God!
I wish he would hurry up.
Is this literally as low as the flat Earth movement will go to even?
Oh no!
Something to talk about.
No. Oh, this is actually as high as.
Oh my God! He's even highlighting places.
Hold on. Wait. Let me do this.
Hang on. I'm just gonna say this.
You gotta pause it right there. Look at that. That's a human head. Oh, you missed it.
I see a butterfly. I see a vagina. It's a bird. No, it's a fucking mountain.
It's the mammoth, dude.
Is it George Washington's dome? It looks like this. Is it George Washington's?
What's hilarious like there? He uses Google Earth to show this, show this dragon. And he's a flat earther. So that to me, I just think is
fantastic. Wait, he uses Google
Earth. Non sequitur at its best there.
Most detailed globe.
Oh God!
This guy's stupid. This guy's beyond stupid.
So you can immediately cross him out because he uses Google Earth, which immediately shows a globe. So it's part of the conspiracy. So everything
it's
on
part
Google
of the,
Earth
it's
must
part
be
part of the Illuminati lizard people NWR conspiracy.
Why? Okay, here we go. Look, all right. If we're looking at this from what I take it, if we're looking at this picture of Africa, right?
Is he talking about the erosion nonconformity in Algeria right there?
How do I like spin Africa around?
I think he is, Trevor.
There we go.
If he's talking about the Saharan nonconformity, then
just use the little compass dial, Kyle.
Here's the dragon. Okay, you see it? Here's his wing.
He's talking about that. I thought he was talking about the one south of Algeria.
We'll get to in just a second. He sent me an email on this this week. This is something new that he's discovered. But the dragon is the wing juts out right here. The legs. See them jutting out here?
Yeah.
The tail wraps down and around here. And then where's the eye? Does anybody know exactly where the eye of the Sahara is? It's here, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to know? Oh, I remember the
right
eye.
There, the eye is right there.
You guys want to know what I honestly thought when I first saw that Eye of the Sahara thing? I wish I could bring it up, but...
What?
Luckily, I'm sane enough to know pareidolia, but it looked to me like the hypnotizing eye of the snake. You know that thing, that snake in the Jungle Book?
That's
what it reminded me of.
It's actually not that. What it is, and what this, I swear, this is not a lie. What he claims it is if I could spin this around where I had it the other way.
He said it was a fisheye or some
why does he leave an actual man in the moon? I mean,
that just turns me one way.
There, now pivot.
Okay, so this right here is actually a fish that the dragon was in the middle of consuming when he died, and they were both fossilized together. So here's the eye of a fish. There's the mouth of the fish.
What was it swimming in?
And it goes up.
Maybe it was swimming in the eighth.
It was clearly swimming in the flood. Right?
I'll give you guys another thing here.
If you have a globe-sized flood, clearly you can have globe-sized fish.
You know what? Do you know what people believe this is now?
I still think it's a snake.
They think that this is Atlantis because the story of Atlantis talks about the rings within rings within rings, and
concentric circles.
Yeah, they say that there is all of this right here is proof that water once flowed into this inner ring. All of these like striations around the edge, so it perfectly describes the story of what they put in Atlantis, and that there was water
that once
flew in from. This is not me.
No, I know it's not you, Kyle, but I'm just going to tell you this right now. I'm only 19. I cannot have any alcohol right now, dude. So take it easy on me.
Wait. Kind of alcohol at 19? Over here, it's 18.
Kyle, is that the Orwaxes crater?
You lucky bastard.
The what?
Is that the Orwaxes crater in Algeria?
No, that's I don't know what they call it, actually.
It's the eye of the...
Yeah, that's the only thing I know is the Eye of the Sahara.
Oh, because the Orwaxes crater is a Cretaceous crater in in northwestern Algeria.
Wait, hold on, Trevor. It's about to get even better. Now, on his latest video, he says, here, non sequitur, fight the flat earth. Time to man up. All right, guys, so let's man up. Let's see what he's
Can I join in on this? I have screw all no experience in debunking flat earth, but I don't think you need amazing credentials for
it. You don't.
Well, here we go.
You don't.
Now, he has found a he has found a giant eagle, a fossilized giant eagle now. Here is its beak as it sticks up out of the ground. See how it curves here? So here is its beak.
You Here's know, the Kyle, top of its I understand head. All that, but you have to tell me this. Why didn't that eagle just drop the ring into the mountain Mordor, you know? Like,
well, he even included pictures of eagles, just how in case we forgot.
How dense was the eagle? Because how dense it was, depends on how fast it fell back onto the earth.
Do you apparently. See the feathers here? The fossilized fine detail feathers?
No, I see surface erosion.
Oh no, Trevor,
you are using your brain. You're using your brain. I'm gonna need you to stop using that in order to see this.
Now, okay? Now watch this.
Realign your chop.
Wait, okay. He just pulled up Quetzalcoatl. He just pulled up Quetzalcoatl. Okay.
Now
the sweet shit.
Now watch.
All right. So while
here is that. Here is that image. Here's the face right here. See that's the nose. Spaceship. The nose. He's bent down. There's his leg. His leg here. He's his hand here. So he has literally found this too in the mountain range.
Wait, I don't see that Mayan god.
You don't? Okay. All right.
No. I see Lance Armstrong huddled over. And toward his tenth title.
Wait. So are you saying that they predicted Lance Armstrong now?
Yes. The Mayan calendar predicted Lance Armstrong now.
Here's a better picture of it.
I know, but I don't see that. I see Lance Armstrong on a bicycle. So if you
he understand that?
I'm pretty sure Trevor's right.
The image.
Are you sure that's not? Are you sure that's not Neil Armstrong on a bicycle?
No, it's definitely Lance. Lance.
No, Lance. Clearly, it's about the nose.
Yeah, it's about the nose.
I can see Jack Diddley squat. Maybe it's because my chakras aren't aligned or some whatever the fuck spirit signs would say.
You're using your brain. You're going to need to stop using that for a moment.
Can anyone hear me?
Hang on. I need to open up open up my core chakra deep within my anus.
I need to make a joke.
Ah, now I can do it. I think that's just diarrhea.
Who is this guy?
It doesn't. Here's another video where he calls us out. It doesn't just stop there. Here he sees things in.
Where is he? Get him in here.
Oh, he's ready to talk now, guys.
Hey,
I'm
a Dragon Ball Z nerd.
I'm not hawking. I'm sorry.
All right, see, here's the eagle right here coming for us in the sky. There's his wings here, in front of his face.
What?
Who's this guy?
That image is mirrored. That's a mirrored image.
Oh yeah, that's part of this. That's part of this thing. You have to do that. In order to find the truth, you have to mirror part of the images.
Can we just take 5 minutes to mourn the three brain cells I lost listening to this? I hardly knew them.
Oh, look, see here. Here's another picture. This mirrored, but this shows the face of a woman. Here's her eyes, her nose, her head dressing here.
I see a dragon.
I see a flying raccoon.
Wait. Go back to it. You want to know what I saw?
Typhoon.
That's another dragon. That's another sky dragon.
Sure.
I need to send this guy on medical day.
Oh, for God's.
Can we please go back to
that's a dragon.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it, Tom. So hold on one second.
No, that's
fire dragon.
Yeah.
No,
it's a monstrous nightmare.
Like a Pikachu fire dragon. They're through the gold ball.
That is Mewtwo.
Pokemon Go
on fire by Charizard.
That is a that is a Cinder Llama. Everyone knows that. That is a Cinder Llama.
What?
Cinder Llama.
Oh fucking hell.
I'm trying to find it.
Pokemon.
What?
I don't know where that picture went.
Cinder Llama.
Right there.
Oh,
a skull?
There it is.
It's not a turret.
Threw off my groove.
You want to know what I see right there?
Shot a turret.
It might be just because I got so busy looking at Shenron earlier. You can go back and watch it. One of the dragons in Dragon Ball. To me, it looks like Cell from Dragon Ball Z.
I'll tell you what it is.
Form. This is the part where I go
on. Let me tell you honestly what it is. What it is it's the moon when NASA forgets to inflate it. This is a
we ran out the bottom.
Oh no, grandfather dumbass was right.
What is this that he's circling?
I don't know what he says. Let's find out.
Oh no, please no.
Hold on.
And I need to send.
Hold on. A bear.
What?
There's another dragon.
Bear, my actually.
Is it a fire
when
bear?
When I look at a horse.
Got bears and
dragons. Wait, go back. Look how desperate we get here.
Oh no.
What is he?
Now look, this guy literally takes pictures of anything with smoke or anything like that, and goes like through them like this, looking for what he's doing is it's pareidolia because he's actively looking to find a pattern. And as soon as something that contour, this is in his house, by the way. He's taking pictures.
Taking pictures of the smoke of all the drugs that he smoked beforehand? I need those drugs.
That looks like getting high just looking at that.
That looks definitely that's crack smoke.
I just got sober looking at all this.
You see, my brain tells me that's the pareidolia effect, but since he doesn't use his fucking brain, it's got to be whatever the fuck he says it is.
Well, ask Steve. He actually did a video where he was it Dust Steve that he was looking for stuff in?
What Dust. Manner? What?
Oh my God! What? Dust.
Yeah.
What happened? Legitimately, what happened to this guy?
He got too much.
Okay, this has to be one of the ones that is just looking for press, playing the LARP, doing whatever the fuck Chan talk it is. He sees a website that gets traffic or a YouTube channel that gets traffic, and he wants to go after it just to promote his own shit.
No,
I think he didn't want to come on at first.
It took forever to get him.
Do you guys want to know who he kind of reminds me of? And Trevor, I'm so sorry if you get triggered this. He reminds me of Joe. You remember him from a while back?
The dinosaur guy.
The guy who didn't believe in viruses.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Joe with his last name starts with a C, the Twitter idiot.
You're thinking Sinkowski.
He was on a show with you, Trevor. Remember,
I'm thinking Sinkowski.
Yeah, not Sinkowski. That's a different idiot.
He was on a show with you when you talked to the people who didn't believe in dinosaurs, the Christians against dinosaurs, and
that guy.
Viruses don't exist, guy.
Yeah, that guy. That guy was just looking for attention. Yeah,
David, are you going to share any of that? Because I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, that guy was a garbage fire. So is Christ against dinosaurs. I mean, they're just.
But I just want to say one thing that I have to congratulate on, Trevor. That debate was 4 months ago.
He hasn't
posted anything on his channel in 3 months. It's like he completely gave up the ghost. The guy completely gave
up. You retired him.
Cheers.
Does anybody ever get beat up so bad where they just say I'm done with this?
Master of
Apologies. I mean, I know like Wayne, we have Wayne. Wayne's changed his position, but he didn't throw his hands up in the air and go.
Wayne, are you an atheist yet?
No.
You're getting close.
He's close.
Join the dark side, man.
We are cookies.
It ain't so dark though, really though.
Since you brought that up, Steve, mind if I ask you one little thing?
Go ahead. I'm just getting knots out of my hair. People wonder what I'm doing.
What is this thing you talk about hair,
by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
but,
you know.
Anyway,
it's more of a name. Trevor,
yeah.
Trevor, it's what grows on your face.
Oh, got it.
Okay. This is just going to be a quick, and then we'll get back to what we were talking about.
Go ahead.
I like interchangeably use the terms like atheist and agnostic, depending on
No.
Okay.
Okay, I understand. I understand completely.
Take it to Steve's.
I'll just move on to my next point.
You can have that conversation on.
They don't want the truth out, Thomas. See this?
They almost ended
the for the 500th time.
Sorry, sir. Please forgive me.
Oh my God. I broke out in a rash and I'm twitching now. Don't ever do that.
It was fine. It's science related
or something, you know?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Like Dan right, trying to explain.
I have a couple.
It was funny.
I'll try to ask.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead.
Trevor. If it's all right, I'd like to ask you a couple of things, and these were, please feel free to
go for it,
correct me on anything I get wrong. But I am like hear about and looked up a couple of things on, like the ability to forgive to the terminology, but reverse evolution, and I use air quotes when I say that, but basically because of how related many modern birds are to avian dinosaurs. In fact, birds are technically are dinosaurs, they're just not the ones we're used to,
right?
It's I've heard that it's like theoretically plausible to like activate those old avian dinosaur genes within certain birds, like giving, like almost kind of like reversing the process and giving them
dinosaur
traits. They've already done that. Let me pull it up.
They've actually had birds grow dinosaur teeth.
Yeah,
and Dr. Gart, you could probably that's right up your alley.
Yeah.
Brandon
just said it's right. They've done it. It can't be done for every gene, though. It can be done to some and not others. It depends on the very complex interactions of the various genes. So, it can be done.
Right. But in order to activate it to where that gene is expressed, it has to be extremely, extremely close.
Right. It's...
Well, the
whole system of gene activation is incredibly complicated, and there's some things you can do and some things you can't. And but there's a lot that can, we have things called humanized mice, which are basically mice with that have some human genes inserted, and then they're used for various research purposes. But there's a lot that can go on.
There were six genes that express teeth in avians that are all active in alligators and crocodilians, but not in birds. So it's the birds that are closest. The birds that are closest to the split have those more easily activated. Like
smart. I don't remember if it was six, but I used to know, but I forgot now. So it's there's a few.
I could be wrong, but I feel like I've seen something in a TED talk where they were saying they could reactivate the teeth in chickens and in like the tail or something.
Yeah. So that was all caused because of paleontology's best friend, paleontologist Jack Horner, otherwise known as the Jurassic Park paleontologist. He did an entire paper. It was an opinion piece about reverse engineering a dinosaur called the Chickenosaurus. And to be quite honest,
reminds me of the Mosasaurus project.
Is it all bullshit? Because
it can.
Well, let him tell you.
Yeah, it can absolutely be done with newer and newer CRISPR technologies. There is an ability to express genes on and off much easier through gene splicing, CRISPR, and through mapping of a genome. The thing is, it's not going to take the short amount of time that it's going to happen. Cy, by all means, step in on this. Anytime somebody says, oh, we're going to have a mammoth or a chicken with teeth, or that like walking around, not just like an embryonic chicken with teeth, but like a full birth chicken teeth tail, the whole fucking thing. When they say 10 years, times it by five, man. But In Sung Wang is a very good friend of mine. He is one of the leading Korean geneticists in charge of the Mammoth Project in South Korea.
Right.
And numerous times when Wang Woo-suk, the disgraced Korean geneticist, says, we're going to have mammoths in 10 years, I get emails from him going, I can't do this anymore. We're nowhere near that.
That's interesting because like some stuff that you see on TED Talks, You gotta, random.
Thank you.
Yeah. My ear.
There we go. You gotta kind of take with a grain of salt because I mean I've also seen like the woman that came on and talked about aquatic apes, and I think that's been pretty thoroughly debunked. So like
that causes my hands.
That's
hurting.
A really interesting idea, but you're not quite sure, you know.
What is aquatic apes, Trevor?
Yeah, he asked that the other day, and I vaguely remember.
I heard of this theory,
but I didn't remember the details on it. So if anybody remembers, what's the detail?
Yeah, I know that.
So forgive me. I'm just going to pull it up real quick because I want to get it exactly right. I'm a little.
I didn't bother to Google it, so I did it.
Right. I have the link bookmarked. Yeah,
something transition, but
so the aquatic ape hypothesis is that. Ancestors, let me get the exact thing. All right. Okay. It's Trev. Yeah. Ancestors of modern humans are more aquatic and as such were habitual waders, swimmers, and divers. So what it is that our bipedalism came from wading and swimming, not from standing up to look over grasses or for tool use or anything like that. The interesting thing is that a lot of the pre-humans, again, I'm not a paleoanthropologist, just a paleontologist, these hominid shit get all weird. None of those were really near any standing water that was around at that time. So that's kind of a lot of bullshit. It's
yeah. It's mainly, You ever heard of the gym?
They're trying to say that's why we're hairless.
I know that's I know that's right.
That's why we have hair on our backs. It's actually sort of a cult. I found out when I first heard about it. It seemed to make some sort of sense. I'm not an expert on that either, but it seemed to make some sense. And then it got weirder and weirder. And at one point, I actually, along with a bunch of other scientists, got a survey, which purported to be about general evolution, but it turned out it was some kind of a con game about trying to get you to agree with the aquatic ape theory. And it was very, because scientists don't do that. So I was very, very confused of what was going on.
Trevor, have you heard of the Jim Majors theory?
What the hell?
Majors theory.
What?
Stoned ape, I think is the other.
That's possible because there are species. I'm not saying that it happened, but I'm sure that at some point some random common ancestor ate something it shouldn't have and went fuck off.
I think it's possible.
That's a real thing.
It's totally a real thing.
The idea that psychedelic somehow.
They were eating rotten apples from the ground.
Yeah. Elephants get drunk.
And that's how we got ADH because we have to be able to metabolize the alcohol. And the apples are just lying there, so these ancestors are eating them.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
And right. And our ancestors, I'm sure, really sucked at identifying fungi and other, you know, poisonous plants. So I'm sure that they ended up, you know, getting sick a lot. So, you know, their bodies
give them a break. I mean, well, that at least now potheads have an excuse. It's in our genetics or some shit. But
I have glaucoma.
Yeah.
Bye.
Go ahead, Tom.
My apologies. Now, Trevor, I find this very, I'm just going to say it right now. I find science so incredibly fascinating. In fact, I went into college at first with environmental science.
Nice.
Things were not going too well. Like my professors were a little were a little unorthodox and things just weren't clicking. So I'm going into individual studies, which I'll use to a 4-year degree in history. Mm-hmm. I find history also very fascinating, but I also love science. I've loved science ever since I was a little kid. I was a huge Mythbusters nerd when I was a kid. Still am, honestly. I would, you know, because it really spiked my interest in the scientific method and how our world works. And just looking, you know, deciding, you know, if you have an idea, put it to the test. And, you know, if you're wrong, retest it, see what will work and, you know, put your ideas up to scrutiny.
Right.
I think that played a big part in me learning how to think more scientifically. Because again, I was a kid. I was
it just clicked to me so well. And you think that's like really important? Like, I know, like the flatties are going to say, they're just going to shout indoctrination unbelievably. But do you think that plays a good part? Like, you know, trying to get people to understand, especially those at a young age, to learn how the scientific method works, why it works, and, you know, see and show them that it will continue the work.
Absolutely. The whole thing about science is that science isn't about discovery. It's about testing yourself. It's about you coming up with something and observing something in nature or in physics or in math or anything of the sort and going, I wonder. And then you test it and you're like, fuck, I was wrong. All right, let me try it again. Fuck, I was wrong. It's fuck, I was wrong a lot more than it is, holy shit, this is awesome. So
I imagine, I just see like Einstein in the room going, scheisse.
Exactly. No, absolutely. And that's the thing. That's the glorious thing about science. It's like when Dan was bleeding, oh yeah, you know, science would be so much better if it just said, I don't know. Fucker, we say, I don't know all the fucking time.
The issue is that they don't accept, I don't know, as a
exactly
answer.
Eggs fucking exactly. Thank you. Frustrated. That's the thing. They want science to say, I don't know. When science says, I don't know, they come right back and say, well, you're a scientist. You should know. You're indoctrinated. It's like, fuck you, man. It's, yeah. They literally, science teaches you critical thinking skills to the point where you can accept that you're wrong, which is amazing. The problem, though, is when you get too ensconced in a specific field and you believe you've researched everything. And then it goes all to shit because there are plenty of scientists out there that are shit bags that have no concept of the evolving world around them in their particular science. And
like the sellouts and answers in Genesis.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I am so
if you think about it, answers in Genesis, all they do is they're paid to not understand shit.
Right.
So all they do is keep misrepresenting everything that there is to know about science, just so that way they keep that income coming in.
Well, that's why they came up with their arguments not to use, is because they got their asses handed to them so many times.
So I know some of those folks.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
I know some of them, and they're all different. I mean, some of them are really quite difficult to deal with. There's one or two who are actually not so bad, and they try to use the scientific method as much as they can, but they get stuck because they cannot accept anything except their interpretation of scripture.
Right.
And, you mean, and then you're stuck because you can't go anywhere after that.
I'm but curious.
To say one thing, since Frustrated Atheist here, I should have said sooner, thank you so much for the sub, man. I'm glad.
Oh yeah, not a problem.
I hope you get some laugh out of my content.
I will have to check it out later. But
I'm curious, Ty. What is? How much credence do you give to the idea that some of the stories in the Bible and some of the experiences that people purported could have been drug induced? some people make this claim, right? That
I
you know,
have no like, idea. No, I don't know.
Well, yeah,
reading Revelations is a little bit of a trippy experience.
I mean, even some people have like surmised that I think manna in the Bible when the Israelites were marching around in the desert there was some kind of magic mushrooms, and they
I don't know.
I burning bushes and all that stuff because they were all tripping out.
Yeah,
read Revelations, it reads like a bad mushroom trip.
Well, there was an early Christian cult who actually believed that Jesus was just a vision and that he was not corporeal at all.
That's right. But I wanted to add something to what Trevor said about the scientific method, which is important. And I'm probably by far the oldest guy here, so I don't know if any of you have ever heard of an incident that occurred when the Beatles were very hot, which was that some somebody spread rumors that Paul McCartney was dead. Does that?
Yeah, with the yeah, with
oh,
the,
yeah.
I'm a freaking millennial, okay. Dude.
Good.
I don't even like the Beatles, and I know the whole Paul is dead thing.
Right.
They did a mockumentary about that a while ago.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't realize because I was, you know, I was a youngster. Well, not a youngster. I was around when that happened, and I remember having fierce arguments. I was in graduate school at the time. Fierce arguments with some of my friends who were not scientists, and they kept saying, "But look at this. There's evidence. This, you know, John is barefoot and." You know, this you play this backwards and you get all these
secret messages.
And what, right. And when
the Abbey Road funeral
procession. That's right. That's right. This,
yeah. Yeah.
And what I try to explain to them is that's not science. It's not doing science. What reminded me of this was looking at those images of the dragon.
It's paranoid pattern seeking.
Oh,
yeah, exactly. God. In other words, it's not enough to see something and say, oh, look at that. That must mean such and such. That's not science. That's doing what the guy did when he decided to see a dragon in the landscape.
Yeah.
The way you do science, you have to test. This is exactly what Trevor said, but I'm using this as another example. You have to test these ideas. You know, maybe there is some evidence that Paul was dead. So now you go further and you do, I don't know if you can do experiments, but you do, you look at other things to confirm or deny. And that can take years in real science. And eventually you come up with an idea, you know, this may be true. And I know in my own research career, I did that several times. And at least two of those times, I was completely wrong. And, you know,
isn't that a great feeling, though?
I mean, I published two papers, one to publish the idea and the next one to say, well, I was wrong. So
I enjoy finding that I'm wrong because it's just an opportunity to be right about something else, right?
I completely agree. I will fully admit when I'm wrong.
Every time you're wrong, you learn.
I just want to point out that just because you prove that your point is wrong does not mean that your new conclusion is right.
Correct. No, Jim, you're totally right.
Especially like Thomas, I believe that's your name, Thomas Mack. You know, if you're going into the debate field and into that, you know, that arena, you know, the more you test your positions yourself and look for flaws in them, the stronger your defense will be because you'll be prepared for people throwing these things at you that you've already researched because you care that much about the sincerity of your belief.
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite anecdotal stories about this whole entire, you know, topic here is the one about Edison whenever he went and invented the light bulb. And
he learned 99 ways how not to make a light bulb.
Yeah. Well, it was 1,000 ways. And they said, and someone said, you know, what about all your failures? He goes, no, those weren't failures. I just found
Thomas Edison didn't invent the light bulb, though.
Yeah,
it was Fleming
Edison refined.
He didn't do shit. He stole the idea. He refined his ideas. He was
Anyways, the story goes that, you know, he's like, I didn't fail. I just found so many ways to knock people.
I tested it 999 times.
It's like that. If I can put it another way, this is a more recent thing. It's like in that. I wish I could remember the Meet the Robinsons. I believe was the movie. Like, there was a scene where like the main protagonist, one of his inventions failed, and the entire family cheered him because now you know what went wrong, and now you can see what went wrong, so it won't go wrong again.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, we just slowly work out the kinks as you go along.
Jim, and what are you drinking?
Shiner.
Oh, Shiner Bock. Fuck yeah. Sorry.
Yes.
I saw a beer and I'm like, yeah.
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 By the way, I'm also a Cicerone, so craft beer is kind of like my thing.
Hey, Chris,
I'm from a lot of nice craft beer places here in Nova Scotia.
I'm from Texas, and Shiner, Texas is not too. Well, no, it's about like 3 hours away from where I live. So, Okay. I love Shiner Bop.
I've driven through Shiner, Texas. I have to specifically get Shiner cheer during the holiday season.
Yes, yeah, I'm from Texas, but I'm in Oklahoma now.
All right.
You know, it's what's interesting is me and Trevor both have like a background in magic as well, and as much as science is really important to teach, and as bad as it would be for magic as an art form, I think if more people learned the principles behind what makes it work, we'd probably have a higher degree of skepticism in society for some of the more.
100%. 100%.
I've been watching. I totally agree. I've actually been watching a new Netflix series, Death by Magic, a guy who recreates magic stuff that killed famous magicians.
Yeah.
Death by Magic. That is the first few episodes.
I haven't checked it out yet.
What David's talking about, I'm a member of the Magic Castle. I'm also a magic historian, and I build effects for other magicians. Wow. Death by Magic.
You ever stop being badass?
No.
Have you ever fooled Penn and Teller?
Behind you, dude.
No, hey. Okay, so I was this close to fooling Penn and Teller. However, the effect I built wasn't ready in time to go on the show. I was that close holy fuck, did I have an awesome masculine cabinet that would have fucked him up. It would have fucked Teller up.
Teller's a smart dude.
Teller's a smart dude, and he really knows masculine, but I would have got him on this.
So the way to fuck him up is actually let him think. The key is, from what I've seen most people do it, is they know these things so well, so they want him to get caught on something that's bullshit.
Yeah.
And then
not
get the actual trick right. Because you only get one guess.
I specifically engineered a I'm trying to use a code word without explaining. Specifically engineered a front to the box that makes it appear it's masculine based, but it's not.
Impressive.
If anybody knows magic, you may understand what I'm talking about, especially because I'm highlighting the word front. I designed it to try and fool Teller because I know how much he knows masculine.
Has he ever said hey to Chris yet? Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, what happened with you and those checks you did?
You know what?
Wait, is this a Chris Hansen?
Yeah.
Chris, why don't you have a seat?
I'm glad you have a seat.
Chris, what are you doing?
You see, guys,
looks like is it Smirnoff?
Smirnoff?
No, it is. It's New Amsterdam Raspberry.
No, all right.
You know, since there are so many face reveals going on, should I just show my mug to hundreds of people?
Sure. We're going to read Super Chats.
Show them to dozens of people.
All right, get ready to see the nerdiest mug you'll ever meet in your life.
Oh, there's Steve.
Peekaboo.
Hey, Bab.
Jim, how dare you?
Nice chin fuzz, Chief. I like it.
It's supposed to be a goatee, goddammit.
No, it works. It's all right.
Let's read the rest of these super chats that we have. Some of them are really funny.
This should be good.
Yeah, let's see. Okay, James Harvey says that Trevor is awesome. Keep up the good work.
Amen.
Godless Fighter Jet says Sloth loves Jesus. Hey, you guys. TS, this is really difficult to beat it to. Thank you, TS. Cookie Nib says
beat it as in
He was trying to get off, but you and Dan just gonna do it. Sorry,
just Cookie Nib. I think he was on the wrong video.
If he's into Bears, I mean, there you go, man.
Cookie Nibs, just because it's been a crappy week and watching Trevor school this poor man hiding in his car was the highlight of this very long week.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. Like, wonderful hard work. Literally, he has truthradioshow.com. He has shit, like, every week. He had to be in his
car. That was unusual. You know, he gave us a shitty
excuse. Oh, my God.
He couldn't even be in
his
car. Yeah, he said they're doing something with the audio. Well, they're doing something in a studio, so he had to do it out of his car.
So he couldn't be in his car on a webcam.
He went Adam Kokesh style.
I'm in my shitty third floor apartment in Hollywood on a Surface Pro one that's like from 2013.
And oh, I'm running a Surface Pro as well.
It's Cassandra, like, come the fuck on, man.
Cassandra Knight says, first we had Shed Rage Dale. Now we have Shed Rage Dan. Thank you, Cassandra. Mac HD says, Dan and King King were cellmates, B&G, with laughing emojis.
Oh, man, Dell. I kind of want to do a Dell impression right now, but I'm just...
Brannery says, all hail Megatron. This is hilarious. Thank you, Brannery.
Fuck yeah, all hail Megatron. No.
Long live the last prime.
Two-headed Tasmanian says, we are still finding large animals or large mammals alive today. Johnny V says, Trevor should have his own TV show called Debunk Nation. Also, this guy probably thinks if Carl Baugh is an actual authority. Thanks, Non-Sequitur Show. Flamio says, even Alex Jones knows the Earth is a sphere. The Fifth Element says,
not really much of a standard guy. Yeah,
but why? I don't know why. Why doesn't Alex get into that dumb fuckery? He has all kinds of other shit. What is it about Flat Earth that turns him away?
The thing about Alex is that he promotes, that's the thing. That's what I was trying to get into. He promotes Flat Earther channels without directly admitting it. And that's on the record, as Dan says. He happily promotes Flurther channels and has, like, throughout most of his shit.
But he didn't have the backbone to say he was a flat earther.
Well, exactly. Dan couldn't.
Bear with me, guys. Let's power through these last couple ones. Fifth Element says he's a professional wrestler. He's only after exposure, same as Alex Jones.
Yep.
And Vince McMahon, he's after the exposure you're giving him. Soldier of Science says, is debating with flat earthers giving recognition to the lowest denominator, aka, is it worth our time?
Yes.
I'm so glad everyone's saying it's good, because I'm actually going to have a quote unquote debate with Mind of God.
Oh God.
Shameless plug.
Are you really? When?
Well, it's gonna be we have a plan Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern on his channel.
With Mind of God.
On his channel?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be more of an open dialogue.
Everybody check that out.
But if it goes well, we're considering having a debate here on the Non Sequitur Show.
Trevor, you asked who that was. Have you ever heard of Orthongal or Vectors? That's the thing that you need to make sure that you master before you go and talk to
Vectors. I love that he says we're considering having a debate. Like, yeah, everybody gets it. If we decide it's okay, we're on.
make sure that you know those terms. Cloud2440 says, why are we listening to this guy? Fifth Element says, win the debate by telling him you can beat him up. Belgrath 1966 says, next up, Dan claims the flood myth is contained in the alphabet. Condorman says, Trevor's like a hungry fish, taking the bait, getting sidetracked anytime his expertise is mentioned. Just debunk his claims. That's from Condorman.
Well, hey, Condorman, if you think you can do any better, come on.
He can't.
Hey, can I come on? Can I join on that? Can I be like Trevor's cheerleader or something?
Yeah, we'll get you pom-poms. Oshkosh Pragash says, this is for Trevor being the most badass scientist I know.
Thank you.
Jordan L., can Dan make a single argument without appealing to ignorance? Seriously, man. Rosa 43 says, I dabble in Satanism. I dabble in Satanism. That was a good line from that. Omega 1 says, if incels are watching tonight, don't be like Dan. I guarantee you will hear, not tonight, I have a headache for the rest of your lives.
Oh, my God!
I cringed so bad.
That is burned.
About those incel shows you guys did.
That is,
oh, my God. I have not felt so uncomfortable.
Just a couple more. We got about five more. Jeff Herman says, what? Mastodons are not humans. My mind is blown. Godless Fighter Jet says, the real question is, are mastodons and pine trees related? Yes, they are.
Well, because mast meaning tall wooden thing on ship, and tall wooden thing tree. Shut up.
Well, the elephants and pine trees is the first meme from this. It was the very first meme from this show back when we first started out. It's because Kent Hovind was making such a big deal about Aaron saying that we all have a common ancestor. So he's like, you mean an elephant and a pine tree are related? So we actually put a picture of an elephant like hugging a pine tree and put it on a shirt. It was great.
God. Well, the really funny thing is, So, sorry, I have to go science-y on that one. Mastodons were heavy browsers, so they had crown teeth, so they could actually take down small saplings of trees and all that. Mammoths, on the other hand, they have flat teeth. They're more of grinders. So they were taking down grasslands. So, yes, mastodons, young pine trees, 100%.
Well, I've seen bears and otters on grinders.
Survived.
Mastodons. Is that a new type of guys,
Trevor? Can I just say one thing? We don't have any cool fossils here in New York here, dude. So
no, because you. No, well, David. I mean, you have
Michael Bloomberg.
You have some, but you do have the problem of the shield. So yeah, go to Central Park or anywhere there's a massive granitic outcrop and you've got all that problem. But there are some, but they're mostly inverts.
I believe the New York's state fossil is one of the it was the very, very, very early ancestors of the scorpions, like yes. those like the sea scorpions. Yeah. I think those things are freaking badass, by the way.
Insidious Vid says, does Dan believe in school shootings like Sandy Hook? Not even
no,
going there?
No, he doesn't. Oh. He does not.
Oh my God.
All right, hold that thought.
I'll talk at once.
I need clarification.
No.
I'm gonna finish these three more super chats and then we'll go into the Sandy Hook thing. Athena, Goddess of Wisdom, says this guy is more insane than Flat Earth Jesus. Insidious Bib says Kyle is a glutton for punishment. Steve is getting ultra drunk tonight. Trevor is never coming back. Love you guys. Well, he's back. And then Justin Holland says,
oh, you can't see. Sorry.
Justin Holland says, Steve, you should definitely smoke a little grass. And hello to Justin Holland, by the way. He is a guy that's been watching the show for a long time. He's actually going to be on the show in a couple weeks. He's got a timetable on when he's going to be completely blind. He has been going slowly blind for a while now, and it's coming to where it's going to be completely that way, not in a not too distant future. So I'm going to bring him on
genetic macular degeneration?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I can't remember what it is. I don't want to say yes and then be completely wrong. Justin, if you're watching in the live chat, let me know if that's what it is. But I wanted to bring him on to kind of go into what that's like.
I want to hear that because I have this I have a thing like that, but it's my hearing. So I have congenital
ocular degeneration.
Not ocular, but hearing. So,
audio.
You should see this guy though. He is like huge. I mean, like he is jacked. He does bodybuilding. He's got a YouTube channel. If you should check it out. It's Justin cool. Holland. But
I'll try to
do him too. He just got engaged.
Nice.
Several.
Congratulations, Justin.
So, yeah.
I'll drink to that.
If I may say a few words to a fellow non-sec fan to Justin. And this is just me being an ultra like super. Like cringy nice guy here because that's who I am. Justin, my condolences, man. I am so sorry that you had to go through that, but cheers on you for keeping on, man. There are people who go through less who complain about more.
Oh, he's gonna be great.
Trooper, I thought you were giving condolences because he's getting married.
He's gonna be great.
Yeah,
condolences for him?
That depends on your perspective.
Now you can go into the Sandy Hook thing.
Okay, so let me just jump in there real quick. Sai.
Hi, Sai. Thanks, buddy.
Bye, Sai.
Bye, Sai.
It was lovely having you, Sai.
Thanks. Well, Sai. Thank
you. Bye, Sai.
It was an honor seeing you, sir.
Thanks.
Have a great evening.
I am just too cringy nice sometimes.
So to let everybody know, because I've been thoroughly, I'm, Danology, I guess. So Dan believes the standard InfoWars line that Sandy Hook was a false flag event. He also believes that the Boston Marathon bombing was a false flag event. And he, if you can actually Google his name, he went to the Boston, Anyway, he got
trial.
Thank you. But no, pre-trial. So he actually got kicked out because he started screaming that the Boston Marathon was a hoax, blah, 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 blah. So, and then he accosted a bunch of people on the beach with a microphone for InfoWars. So, yeah, he is absolutely 100% one of those false flaggers. And I'm really happy that didn't come up because I did not want to get into a Second Amendment battle with him because he's a hardcore noser about that. And two,
Well, we would have kicked him off if he'd have brought up the Sandy Hook thing because we have a very strict.
I'm not sure what to say about this.
Disrespecting
He's a 9/11 hoaxer. He's a Boston Marathon hoaxer. Yeah. He's a Sandy Hook hoaxer.
Of all of those things, I let him have his 9/11. I fell for that for a little while, way, 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 way back when it first happened. But, you know,
I'm surprised I didn't fall. I don't even remember 9/11. I was a baby when it happened. I don't remember jack off.
My friend's desk got hit by a plane. That's why. That's my point on 9/11, and that's all I'm saying about it.
Trevor, I'm so sorry. I wish I could, like.
So, yeah.
I knew some people that were in the buildings as well after the fact.
I went to Santa Fe High School, the high school that just last year had a high school shooting. And I live currently a town over from Santa Fe. And it was one of the things that if someone were to say that was a hoax, I wouldn't be able to keep my cool because it was a major thing that struck our little community. And
yeah,
that just would have utterly pissed me off.
I completely agree. Frustrated atheist. Like
that's why I didn't bring that up.
Well, a few things I want to bring up here. One, I wish I could, this is how mushy I am. I wish I could, hug you guys. You know, because I'm just so incredibly sorry about that.
For what you are you Canadian?
No, I'm a New Yorker. But I live in upstate.
You should sign up. You'd fit right in.
I know, right?
I'll have to work
on my
accent, eh? I have to learn hockey.
No. I'm particular with my A's.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. My bad.
You have to say story in a boot.
No, it's not a boot.
We don't say a boot.
I'm sorry, but what are you talking about?
Sorry or Toronto. That yeah, okay. But no, but
I'm sorry.
It's about. It's not a boot.
I'm sorry. I just want to.
Yeah, the boot thing is really a myth. Like, there's a very small select group of people who do that.
Yeah, is anyone in the live chat is watching now have any questions for Trevor? We're going to be wrapping up here shortly. So,
darn! I guess I joined too late. I had a lot of talking points. Oh well.
Well,
but this was still amazing.
You got to go easy on the me and Trevor. Steve have to sit at these chairs for 4 hours a day every day. We
true.
You got to take it easy on us.
I'm making dinner actually.
I just want to ask one question.
Yep.
Being that I'm a big fan of, fossils and dinosaurs and all that good stuff, I just want to know, Trevor, is there any chance that you're going to be anywhere near Houston?
Possibly in September when I do my 2-week drive to Dragon Con and back.
Okay. Because that would be very awesome to meet up and be able to discuss a lot of the different topics like that.
You're driving?
I have a new truck. I'm going to drive it to Atlanta and back. I'm going to take 40 out and 10 back.
I am too. I'm driving too.
Oh, really?
Yes. Nice. Trevor, could any of the misidentified giant bones be Gigantopithecus?
No.
Cool.
All right, guys.
Ask Trevor if he will be able to recover brain cells after his exchange with Don. I'm going to say no to that one, too. Here's a question. Do any of you watch Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Yeah.
I almost wore my Stark jersey tonight, but instead
hell
of
yeah.
The Roughnecks, baby.
Does anyone have a prediction of how it's going to end? I'm just curious.
We're getting a Targaryen baby.
Well, that, yeah, that's yeah, that's
okay. That's, I'm thinking that Brant is the Night King.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I'm sorry to interrupt.
I agree.
I'm gonna have to head off. My doctor's telling me to go somewhere not pleasant.
Okay.
Trevor,
the season's going to be extra short because they're going to show half of it from one perspective, and they're going to basically say, if you want to know what happened on the other half, you have to read the book.
No.
Ooh, there you go.
I mean, if they do that, I'm going to be so mad.
It's going to be the same amount of time as the other seasons. They're just breaking them up into instead of
they're longer episodes, but I still think they're longer episodes.
I think like
a lot to wrap up.
It's like a movie.
I gotta watch it one of these days. I watched the first season. I just couldn't get into it. But
Spoilers.
It.
Steve, I'm totally.
I won't remember any of these spoilers.
Yeah, I
stopped watching Walking Dead at fifth season too. So there's been three seasons I haven't seen. Four.
I stopped Walking Dead in season one. I was just like,
one was good. No, one. I like one.
No, it deviated from the comic too much, and I'm like, no thanks.
You guys are all talking over each other. And I can't hear shit.
Michael Jordan in the live chat just said, "Game of Thrones? Are you kidding me? Do you base life on sitcoms?" Well, Michael Jordan, number one, it's not a sitcom, and number two, we're allowed to have conversations about things that is not associated with religion and flat Earth all the time.
Yeah, Michael Jones, I'm sorry. Do you think scientists, all we do is we sit and we look through papers and we look through evidence? What, we can't have a fucking life and talk about Game of Thrones? Go fuck yourself.
I'll give you my recommendation for a show to watch. It's called The Good Place.
The Good Place is great. It's
fucking great, isn't it?
Brilliant.
It's
a better one. Watch it better.
Pull off a sitcom comedy about like moral philosophy, which is not probably.
Yeah, it's all about philosophy. What, Trevor? What do you recommend?
I recommend Letterkenny. If you've got Hulu, watch all six seasons.
What's it called?
Letterkenny.
Letterkenny.
Yeah, it's wicked funny.
Now I got to check this out. I'll watch that.
Wait. Now Michael Jackson. Now Michael Jordan says, "Bring me on the panel, boy."
Boy. Boy,
Michael Jordan, send me your email.
Trevor, real quick before he turns into this crazy bugfest or whatever. How do you refute this ridiculous claim? Usually, young Earth creationists claim that some of these plateaus or mesas are the remains of tree trunks that the giants cut down.
What a bitch.
You're gonna refuse. You just laugh at them.
Flashbacks. I'm just curious though, like how you would approach that to somebody who genuinely believes this.
Laugh at them.
Well, what you do is you do something like this. So you take something like this and you lick it. Oh, and it sticks.
What the fuck?
It sticks.
Is that how you determine whether fossil or bone?
Yes, that's because this is petrified wood. Petrified wood, actually, as well as fossils, what they do is when it mineralizes, it actually keeps the porous membranes of the structure intact. So when you lick it, it kind of sticks to your tongue a little. Rock doesn't do that. So if I were to walk up to Devil's Post pile and go,
I want to see that. I really do want to see
that. It's not a tree.
I see that.
Michael Jordan says,
send Trevor to lick this place.
David,
Michael Jordan says, I'll wait, betas. So basically, you're being a little bitch. You talk all that
pretty
shit
much.
In the live chat, but when it
really, he used beta?
Yeah, he used beta. Dude.
Project.
Okay.
How pathetic.
Wow. I project more than IMAX. Yeah,
Michael Jordan.
Not even Chris is a beta in here. I don't think.
You can come in here or I'm booting you. You take your pick.
I don't even care if I'm a beta or not. I'm fine with it.
Still get laid more than anybody else. Fuck off.
Get your ass in here.
I'm a virgin and I don't care.
Yeah.
Beta.
You can get in here or I'll boot you out of the live chat, whichever one you want to do.
Ooh, beta.
Beta
now. You're an incel.
So, I just have one thing. Okay, I know I barely say anything, and I'm probably the least. I'm probably just like the
barely say anything.
Go ahead.
Because I don't want to like be rude to anybody. But I have found the ultimate silver bullet for flat Earth. And this is coming from me as a skier. If the Earth is flat, why the hell do we have mountains? I wouldn't have a sport anymore.
Well, they have mountains on a flat Earth.
They're not mountains. They're dragons. Yeah. We've already
yeah. Dead dragons, dude.
They're Jeez. Trees.
There goes my check. There goes my checkmate for the flurfs.
Hey, Kyle, remember that one, that first episode that I came on for where Mr. Intelligent Design completely didn't show up, and then we got that flat earther and he thought that that there was some giant mountain in the center of the world where all the gods sat.
Mm-hmm. That was the pixie guy. That's the guy that thought that the Santa Claus was real.
I still have more respect for Ed there.
I was a little disappointed that Dan didn't commit to Flat Earth. I mean, he was just like, oh, I don't know one or another. But then again, that to me is even worse. When you don't even know what the hell the shape is, either A, you're just dumber than humanly imaginable, or you're lying through your ass off.
And I still maintain.
I think he's a Flat Earther, too.
He is a Flat Earther, and he's afraid. He's
still being a little.
I agree. Because if you're not a flat earther, you'd be like, fuck no, flat earth is bullshit. I mean, anybody who knows anything about flat earth would be like, yeah, that's bullshit. He didn't disavow it in any shape, way, or form.
No, so. he was there are good people on both sides.
Yeah.
It's rather ironic that they continue, like, these pseudoscience peddlers constantly tell you to ask questions, because it's the second you start asking even the simplest questions to them that their entire argument just all goes to utter hell in a handbasket. Like, I found the simplest question about Noah's Ark, and this isn't even going on any of what R and Roz did to disprove it. This is just basic mechanics of a boat. How the hell do you steer that damn thing?
Yeah, there's no steering, and
you
don't need to. There's water.
The boat just got himself.
Everything was flooded, obviously.
Well, the myth
also never implies that he steers it. So
yeah, the god is kind of
that's just to go that's just like boat 101. That's like vehicle 101. You need a way to control where it's going.
God did it.
Yeah, well, you got to remember every young Earth creationist thing is an ad hoc narrative. Every single one.
They should just say God himself was the damn boat at this rate.
I mean,
they could.
The thing also is that if you're going to commit to the worldwide flood narrative, there it says it flooded the whole earth up over the highest mountains, so at that point 15. Where is there to steer to anyways?
I mean
if I'm going to be drifting aimlessly into the ocean, I might as well make sure I have some form of control so I don't hit
Trevor, real quick before we end this, if you do manage to come down here on around the 27th or a day early, because I might stay down there for a day or two, you want to summon Zoso the demon, Ouija board demon, with me? Look at that.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
I'll bring the mead.
Dude, I'm down.
Yes. Steve, I will be sorely disappointed if you don't summon a sex demon.
And you have to
Why would we do that in our heads as we're getting ready?
Yeah, wait a minute here. How'd that work?
You know what? Let's get those.
And is Brittany all about this? Because I'll have to tell her there's such a thing called a sex demon. I'm going to ask her, hey, Britt, do you know if there's a sex demon in a Ouija board? Everybody knows it'd be her. I mean, that's
I'm down.
Sex over and over.
BDSM and shit, so.
Straight, not narrow. Let's do it.
Goodness gracious. Well, I guess since this is wrapping up soon, I just might as well just use this chance to say a few things since I've been, very quiet lately.
You keep saying you've been very quiet, but you haven't been.
You've been more vocal than I have.
Comparative. Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
Mac hasn't said a goddamn word.
Yeah, Mac hadn't said a word.
Yeah, Mac's quiet.
Get this on video. Of course we'll be on video. We're going to summon a demon if not on video. What the hell?
I'm an asshole.
Of course we're going to record it.
Go ahead, Thomas.
Okay. Oh, Mac left. Now I feel like a bigger asshole.
No, Mac's still here.
Are you a little paranoid, Thomas?
No need to feel like an asshole.
I'm
really need to try for official Canadian
stuff. I'm not paranoid. Autistic, yes. Paranoid. Oh. I'm trying not to be.
It's okay, just, I got you. Okay, so you're
this
the floor,
is my first
man.
Time ever doing any of this, and I might be slight nerves because people.
It's been fun.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Fun.
Don't worry about it. Just relax. Okay.
You have the floor, my friend. It's all yours.
That Trevor, you are awesome, man.
Thanks, dude.
You are a hell of a paleontologist.
Gotta use two hands for Trev.
Hey, whoa, wait, now, wait a minute.
Kyle.
Hey, I use two Kyle, hands, man.
Kyle, Steve, I look forward to the possibility, if things go well with Mind of God, that I might, you know, have a debate on your show. It would be such an amazing honor, because this is kind of also a small statement I'm doing here. If a guy who is literally going into college for history and has never debated anything, has only like sat in the sidelines, is willing to take on a veteran of the flat earth movement. I mean, he's small fry compared to most, but if I'm able to take him on, I think that will be an absolute, this will just show that they're,
well, that if it goes,
stands on bedrock.
If it goes horribly, you'll have an even better chance of coming on, because we actually go for the dumpster fires. So if
Saturday
it goes
night, terrible, Saturday night fight.
Yeah,
we will definitely put you on.
That would be an absolute honor.
Do it. Before we end this,
before the end, hang on a second. The question is, how much derp can you handle?
A lot. Mac, say something.
Again, I discussed the civil war with Southern Israelite. I think I can handle a good amount.
Mac, do you want to say something? I guess not. Before we end this, I just got an email a little while ago. Somebody had said they want me to debate me, and it was Standing for Truth. And I have no intention of debating Standing for Truth. I will debate Standing for Truth. No, you won't. Yeah. I want a biologist that actually is well familiar with haploid groups, Haldane's dilemma, and various types of alloenzymatic functions to have very specific talk with him, because we can go in and we have discussions with them, but unfortunately, Standing for Truth deals a lot of specificities that, unless you are an actual biologist, you're not going to know about, and it's a waste of our fucking time. I want to moderate that because I can probably ask the right questions, but I'm not interested in going to have a discussion with Standing for Truth because I've listened to him. He doesn't listen to anybody, and we haven't had the right people to answer his questions because his questions are so myopic in scope that unless you have an expertise in this field, it's not going to be worth it. So if you have an expertise in biology, what?
I said those are the worst questions.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be able to ask the right questions. I know how to ask the right questions.
Oh, yeah.
If you find a biologist that's willing to do that, message me, preferably if you have a PhD in biology, especially on genetics and haploid groups, and we'll make that happen. But I'm not going to debate him on that. Why bother? I can't answer his questions either. I only have a tertiary understanding of
that. That would have to be more of a genetics understanding. I was a biologist before I'm paleontology. I know a little bit about haploid groups, but
but I want somebody that really
I'm saying wall. No fuck that yeah. No I am a biologist and I'm saying no.
If Standing for Truth will debate history, I will gladly whoop his ass all over.
Bring me along, Chris. I would love to debate history.
Yeah. Screw that.
All right, guys, we're gonna wrap this up because we got things to do. I've been sitting here for hours, and I'm gonna go back and play some Skyrim tonight. I'm level 18, and yes, I've cheated. I've increased my sneak to like 100 and speechcraft like 100 because you know what? Those are not really game effective. What?
Did you use cheat codes?
Fuck yeah.
Somebody had a really good.
You have to use cheat codes
because we always struggle with like the takeout line and the intro. It's always awkward. But somebody had a really cool idea, and I'm going to do this. Since the 1950s, there have been people who on TV shows that have had phrases that they either bring the show in with or they leave the show out with, and I have a database of that now of every sign off line and every intro line. And so we'll be doing one picked at random. And Steve, pick me a number.
5.
Okay, we're going to go with Bob Ross's The Joy of Painting. No. His sign off.
I love Bob Ross.
Love it.
Okay. So thank you to everybody here in the call. Thank you for coming and hanging out with us, especially you out there. And thank you for all that you do, especially all of the super chats that you sent in. We really appreciate it. This weekend, remember, we have a private hangout for our Patreons. The information for the private show that we'll be doing for the, and you know what, Trevor, would you be willing to come on at the beginning of February for a private show that we're going to do for our patrons and the people who sponsor the show?
Sure. I can make time. Sweet. DM me, let me know what day it is. Okay.
All right. So yeah, so the first one will be with Trevor. So that's really cool. Make sure you don't miss that.
Private show, giggity.
So here we go.
From all of us, who needs a sex demon in the Ouija board? Sorry, go ahead, Kyle.
From all of us here, I want to wish you happy painting, and God bless, my friends.